USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The military says about 3,000 troops are being sent to Afghanistan, but it's not a deployment to fight the Taliban. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says they're only being sent to help State Department workers and U.S. supporters out of Kabul safely.
A very temporary mission for a very specific purpose. That's a big difference than saying you're deploying for, you know, 8, 9, 12 months, forces to stabilize and secure Afghanistan, which we've been doing for the last 20 years. This is a very narrowly defined, very temporary mission.
The Taliban has been taking control of much of Afghanistan, including the provincial capital of Kandahar, as U.S. and NATO allies withdraw. Tropical Storm Fred has now prompted a storm watch for the Florida Keys. It's now a tropical depression. The storm is expected to drench Cuba and the Bahamas. This is USA Radio News.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says they're seeing progress in vaccinations, especially in states that have the highest number of COVID cases.
In the past month, we've nearly tripled the average number of shots each day in Arkansas and quadrupled in Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi.
Science also had praise for private employers, colleges, and hospital systems that are putting vaccine mandates in place. Information on the 2020 census has now been released. It shows that the United States has become more diverse and more urban over the past decade. The Census Bureau reports the white population has dropped for the first time on record. California Hispanics have become the largest racial or ethnic group, growing to 39.4% of the state's population. But nationwide, Caucasians still remain the most prevalent group in the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Due to rising crime rates, over 100,000 new police officers will be hired across the country. USA's Tim Berg reports.
A Republican amendment to the budget resolution Democrats pushed through the Senate this week got almost unanimous support. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois was all in after noting the amendment's not much different than the program passed back in 1994 with the help of then-Senator Joe Biden.
Since its creation, the COPS program, listen to this, has helped over 13,000 local police departments hire over 134,000 officers. We believe in it on the Democratic side. We're glad you've come around.
Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri's amendment would provide grants for local law enforcement agencies to hire 100,000 officers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In most parts of the West, there's too much smoke to see the brilliant light show in the sky. It's that time of year. The Perseid meteor showers are lighting up the night sky with shooting stars. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Brian Thompson is with AccuWeather.
As we get to the peak here, we could be looking at 60 to as many as 100 meteors per hour for a brief period of time. Won't be like that all the time. And the best way to view these, obviously, is to get as far away from city lights as possible. That's how you can kind of maximize your potential for seeing more meteors.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.